Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tom DiBello, who you may recall a year ago was the Republican candidate who won that final spot on this board of commissioners along with two Democrats. And so it's a real transformation that we've seen in Montgomery County. And so you're outnumbered, Tom DiBello, but still strong and determined. Great to see you at last night's event.
Yeah, it was a pleasure seeing you as well last night. It was a good event, a lot of energy in the room, so that was exciting.
And so take me through, I just want to get an update, if I can, a snapshot from you. You know, I know that just this year, in January, you took office, so not even a year on the job, if you will. And so take me through the changes you're seeing, because I think that many, last night at least, at the great event, are feeling like there is something happening across the country, across the region, and yes, in Montgomery County, where I think a lot of people have said, oh, Montgomery County is going 100% blue. What are you seeing in Montgomery County, and are you seeing an energized, a new energy?
So, yeah, first off, thank you for having me on this
Absolutely.
Morning. Montgomery County right now leans a little bit more blue than red, as we know. Mm-hmm. There's about 90,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. But I will tell you that I've been all over Montgomery County. I've been speaking at a lot of different events throughout the last several months. And I've seen that the amount of energy is I say almost explosive, that to the point where they want change. Everyone talks about, I mean, this election, as we know, the economy is the number one concern of many. And that's what people are talking about. I know our opposing party wants to focus on one other topic, which is what they call as women's reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. But that is when you look at the polls and all that, a lot of people are more concerned about the economy. They're more concerned about the border. They're more concerned about crime. They're more concerned about the drugs and that are pouring into this country. That's what I'm hearing out there. And I've been talking, and like I said, at different groups and different meetings. I've been at events where there'd be 300-400 people that I would be speaking at, and the energy is high. They want change. We've put out probably over or close to 10,000 Trump signs throughout the county. There's billboard signs. There's 4x8 signs out there. What we haven't seen before are displaying these Trump signs in their yards more than we've ever seen before. As you recall, I mentioned last night that, you know, 2016, the energy was extremely high for President Trump. And then in 2020, it was kind of a little bit lull, and maybe we were back on our heels a little bit. Maybe we assumed certain things were going to happen. COVID was occurring. But the energy in 2024 in Montgomery County that I'm seeing is even higher than what it is than it was in 2016. So we're feeling very optimistic, that we are going to be where we need to be numbers wise. At the end of probably midday November 6th is when we anticipate having all of the mail-in ballots counted, and then you know, of course compiled with the in-person voting from November 5th. But we're feeling pretty good.
And what did you make of, I mean, obviously Michael Whatley visiting Montgomery County, elected obviously as the RNC chair, and, you know, a biggity big, if you will, within the GOP, within the RNC, and really, I think, giving a rah-rah, energizing speech, a lot of numbers. Do you think that it worked? What did you make of Michael Whatley's speech last night?
I thought his speech was really energizing. I will say that I heard most of his what he was talking about before, because I've been at a few other events mm-hmm. with him. And speaking with him at some other events. So mm-hmm. I was kind of like, you know, I had a preview of what he was going to say, but what he was saying last night was right on target as far as what they're seeing at it from a national perspective, as well as from a state perspective. I think one of the things that he pointed out last night was, you know, in 2020, there was almost 800,000 more registered Democrats in Pennsylvania than Republicans. And in 2024, we're down to about 330,000 difference between R and D's throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And we, with this, there was just a report that came out, and I can't remember if you referred to this last night or not, but there was just a report that came out right now at this time compared to 2020, there's about 800,000, if I have this right, it's about 800,000 less mail-in ballots at this point in time across Pennsylvania than there was in 2020. So, I don't know what that's going to translate to other than it's probably going to be more people voting in person on Election Day. But statistically, the polls are kind of interesting when you see on TV as far as where Trump is in the polls. Mm-hmm. But I'm not seeing it. From what I believe he's going to be, I think he's going to be doing a lot better than what the people are trying to think he's going to do within the polls. But the numbers are definitely moving in our favor. That's what I believe.
And what do you make of, as far as Montgomery County, there's this RNC lawsuit that has accused Montgomery County of starting the election without properly and legally testing the voting equipment and that sort of thing. And we've reported a lot on that here. So is there an update on that, or does that change anything for what you're trying to do here?
Well, that's a great question. But let me just roll the clock back just a little bit real quick. So over the last couple months, I believe that my counterparts have been getting direction from the higher ups within DNC.
Okay.
One of my counterparts has been down to Washington a few times and then has come back. He heads up our election board. So there's directive coming from a lot of different places. There was a push to add drop boxes, which I voted against. There was a push to add more satellite offices, which I voted against. And also we're doing something where we call it the ice cream truck, but the county bought a van, $140,000 van to equip to drive around Montgomery County to what I say do canvassing. Not canvassing, I'm sorry, harvesting, ballot harvesting. And the goal is to help people cure their ballots if they send something in that's not accurate on their envelopes. They have intentions of going to nursing homes and parking out front. And what I've been asking for as a county commissioner, I want to know what the oversight is, what's the operating procedures, the policies, everything that goes along with that to protect what that van may or may not be doing. So I have concerns about that. And all this kind of leads up, it's just a continuation of why the RNC filed the lawsuit, because, when you read through the code, you're supposed to do LNA testing, logistics and access testing on all the machines that you process mail and ballots through, and the machines that are used on Election Day. You're supposed to do this testing before voting starts. But the lawsuit's basically claiming that mail-in ballots should not be sent out before the LNA has been completed. And so the mail-in ballots have been sent, and we just started LNA testing on Monday of this week. And mail-in ballots already were held up last week because not only was I asking questions, because LNA was supposed to start last Friday, but I was in some meetings. I've asked a bunch of questions. I even asked about, shouldn't we be publicly advertising that the LNA is starting? So we ended up rescheduling late Thursday to start LNA instead of Friday, do it on Monday. And then what they did, they decided to change the order of LNA testing when we were going to test the machines that do the mail-in ballot processing. So and my question was, well, why, if we had no concerns about pre the lawsuit, why are we making all of these changes in the plan of action? And I get, well, we're just trying to be double careful. I said, well, that makes no sense to me, because now you're just pointing out to me that if the lawsuit wasn't filed, we would just be doing this stuff off the cuff, and now I really have to question what's true or not true. So the lawsuit itself, I think, has merit. I don't believe it's a judge has been assigned yet. I haven't heard. Mm-hmm. I believe that. So I think once the judge is assigned to the case and the case is, you know, the process starts of, you know, what's going to happen. I know that I don't know what the end result will be, but if it's proved outright that we shouldn't have did this, then I'm going to push that those mail-in ballots that were sent out not only are quarantined, but are hand-counted and not sent through any machines when they return. That's going to be my goal anyway. But we'll have to wait and see what the result of the cases are.
Yeah, because I heard the media initially, because it was supposed to happen the 16th. I actually had talked to, Linda Kearns. She had explained the whole LNA process, right? And so she had gone through that. And so we were talking about it actually Monday morning, the 16th, because people were hearing, oh, wait, my mail-in ballot, they thought, should be there. They could vote on the 16th. She was explaining the mail-in ballot will be here soon. But then it's being reported that election officials started mailing things out on the 17th after Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt had finalized everything. But what you're saying is they actually had not gone through that, you know, that process where everything is verified and tested.
Right. So the mail-in ballots, I don't remember the exact date. I guess it was, I believe it was the 13th when Al Schmidt said that the ballots had been certified. So then the goal would be on the 16th, the 17th, the mail-in ballots were supposed to be, mm-hmm. but were scheduled to be mailed out. And because of all of everything that we just talked about, including some of the stuff that Linda Kearns has probably talked to you about mm-hmm. as well, the mail-in ballots went out this week, starting the 23rd to 24th. Is from, you know, so people start seeing them show up probably 25th, 26th, and you know, they'll be getting them today through the weekend as well.
And so, because the media isn't really reporting on this, and that's why the details matter, obviously that's why I'm going into the nitty-gritty. And so with something like this, is as far as this goes, is it, I would imagine that as far as that county commission, I think it was an effort for a selfie to be the first in Pennsylvania, you know, to vote in Monco. But at the end of the day, what does that symbolize to you that this has happened right from the get-go with the mail-in ballots?
Well, what it symbolizes to me, and you're 100% right, his goal, his initiative was to be able to claim that he was the first person to vote in Pennsylvania with this election. That was his whole drive. What it symbolizes, what it means to me, is that we're being reckless with the overall processes and procedures of what we should be doing. You know, the ballots themselves that are coming back, I mean, we're going to do everything to secure and ensure that, you know, their integrity is implied. But like I said, depending on the outcome of this case, I am going to push really hard that those ballots are hand-counted and secured. So that's what I will be pushing for as well. But, I mean, it just gives a bad look. And, you know, Montgomery County is the third largest county in Pennsylvania. We're the second largest county with Republican voters in Montgomery County. Within Pennsylvania. So it kind of gives the impression that because of this Russian, because of what we're doing, then, perception starts to look, what are we being shady about things? What, you know, because we know we have Democratic majority. And you know, you've heard the phrase for many, many years, perception is reality. And so people are asking me, like, you know, what's going on in the county and, you know, why is it happening? Why is that happening? And so people are, with these elections, people are uneasy to begin with. And one of the things that when I came in with my new commissioner friends, I told them, I said, we know November is going to be huge for us. And I just wanted to go low key, status quo, under the radar, just do everything on the up and up, you know, And obviously they didn't take my advice, and we're adding drop boxes. We've taken security away from the drop boxes. We opened them 20. I don't, when I say we, I mean the county, because I voted no against all of this. The drop boxes are open 24/7.
Are there cameras?
There are cameras, but the cameras aren't monitored. So what I know, there's a whole initiative. There's a group out there, a citizens group, that's frustrated. And I know that they're planning to have people at the drop boxes and watching what's going on. We had some residents in the primary that have witnessed people putting in multiple ballots.
Let me ask you this, because we're running up against a tough time. Tom DiBello, I just want to ask you this. If somebody wants to volunteer in the county to be a poll watcher, or as you're saying, maybe one of these drop-off boxes, watchers or whatever, how do they volunteer if you're with the county?
If they're in Montgomery County, I'm not directly involved in this, but if they reach out to me, I can direct them put them in the right direction, to who they can interact with. Because I need to be careful as a county commissioner.
Yes.
Like I need to be, even though I, from a partisan standpoint, I know who I want to win and where we need to go. I also have to, do right by all the voters. So I'm not directly involved, but I could get them in contact with this citizens group.
Great. Thank you so much, Tom DiBello, Montgomery County Board of Commissioners. It was great seeing you last night. Great event. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Don. Take care.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.